whole body is conscious, in that every cell in your body is conscious. It makes molecules that represent what we call thought and emotion as well. So today, for example, we know that 75% of the heart cells are called neurocardiocytes. Neuro, of course, meaning thinking cells. Cardiocytes, they are cardiac cells, heart cells that pump blood, but they also think. They make the molecules of emotion. So if you say today, my heart is heavy with sadness, or bursting with joy or compassion, once again, you're not speaking metaphorically. Your heart is actually loaded with those messenger molecules that translate consciousness into that material expression. So, and if you say, I'm bursting with joy, your skin shows high levels of immunomodulators, things like imipramine, antidepressants, all kinds of things. When you're jittery, even your platelets are jittery. They make high levels of adrenaline. These are scared platelets that huddle in their fright, and if you get a clot, then that's because the platelets are also feeling jittery. Our whole body is a mind. Now that was interesting, you know, that we couldn't squeeze the mind in the brain, in the volume of the brain. We couldn't squeeze the mind in the volume of the brain. But some new developments after that were even more interesting, and that is, you cannot squeeze the mind into the volume of your body for the span of your lifetime.
Can you say that again?
You cannot squeeze your mind into the volume of your body or the span of a lifetime. Because, in fact, your mind is not in your body. Your body is in your mind. And this was a very interesting thing to us, who were kind of trying to understand the mind from a biological standpoint. And I'll tell you why, okay? But I was also brought up in India, where if you were, you know, a child, you listen to the Bhagavad Gita, and Lord Krishna, when he's talking to Arjun, at one point he says, I'm not in the world is in me. Another places that I'm not in the body is in me. I'm not in the mind is in me. The mind, the body, the world, they happen to me as I curve back within myself and create again and again. In Sanskrit, one shloka, it says, Prakratim Swam Vashtvai Vishrajami Punapuna. Curving back within myself, I create again and again. I create everything. I create the mind, I create the body, I create the whole universe. Now, of course, if you're growing up as a child and you hear that, it sounds good. But you don't really know what it means. What does it mean that the mind is not in the body is in the mind, and in fact that the body is not in the universe is in the body? It gets pretty complicated when you try and figure it out scientifically. But here's, let me try and show you how this might work, okay? So, just now, if you can close your eyes for a second, and with your eyes closed, I want you to hear a sound. Hear the sound of a loved one speaking to you, saying, I love you. Or hear the sound now of a newborn baby crying. Hear the sound of a dog barking. Let's try something like a texture. So feel your hands touching the rough bark of a tree. Feel your hands touching a silk shawl. Feel your hands touching the soft petals of a rose, or the stem with its thorns. So we tried something that has texture. Now let's try something that has color and form. So on the screen of your consciousness, see a sunset on the ocean. or see flashes of lightning in the sky, or see a beautiful red rose, or see a dark room but a beautiful candle with a golden flame. And now let's try some tastes. So again, in consciousness, taste strawberries or a banana or mango ice cream. Let's try some smells. Smell a beautiful fragrance of a pine forest or fresh coffee, the Chinese food, or the locker room in your gym. Okay, now open your eyes. Open your eyes. I asked you to touch things, hear things, see things, taste things, and smell things in conscious, in your imagination. And it was easy, right? I said, think of a sunset. You saw a sunset. You actually saw a picture of a sunset. Or when I said, look at a candle in a dark room, you actually saw a candle. Now, let's say I could look inside your brain when you were doing that. When you were seeing, touching, tasting, smelling in your imagination, I could actually go inside your brain and look and see what was happening. This is what scientists do. And today it's very easy to do that. You can take a carbon atom, you can radio label it, you can put it in a sugar molecule, you can inject it into your body. And then as I ask you to think these thoughts, which is what I was doing, think a thought of a sunset or rose or whatever. As I ask you to think these thoughts, I can watch these little sugar molecules being consumed by your brain cells, and I can see what's happening in your brain. And lo and behold, when you imagine a sunset, there's no picture of a sunset in your brain. Okay? When you imagine a beautiful red rose or a candle in a dark room, there's no picture of a candle or anything like that in your brain. In fact, your brain is 90% fat and water. The remaining 8% is a few minerals. And it's dark. It's very dark. It's darker than the darkest cave you can ever imagine. So, what do I see when I look inside your brain through all this modern technology? When you think thoughts, whether they are sounds or tastes or smells or pictures, what do I see when I see that? What I see are charges of ions plus minus codes that go back and forth again on cell walls. So you can see a cell wall and there is a plus minus charge going vibrating like this. This kind of some little noise there. And very strange, and I see synaptic networks which are also going plus minus basically. Electromagnetic impulses that are going plus minus, and somehow very mysteriously, as a result of these charges of plus minus across cell membranes, you experience in consciousness sounds, pictures, colors, textures, and everything else. Where is that picture? Where is that color? So I'm asking you now, imagine the color red. Can you do that? Imagine the color red. Imagine the color green. Imagine the color blue, turquoise, pink. Even as I say it, you see those colors? Where are those colors? If I look in your brain, there's no colors. So where are those colors? Tell me.
Mind.
Memory.
Memory. Good. That's very good. Which then posits the question, where is the memory? Okay. So I'm going to ask you another very simple question. What did you have for dinner last night?
Salad.
What else?
Hummus.
Hummus. Now, as I'm asking you the question, you can remember the experience. where you were, what the salad was, what the hummus was, who else was with you. And those pictures are there, the taste is there. So where was that hummus and that salad before I asked her the question? You think if I go inside her brain and I look at all the secret passages and the dark alleys and the ghost-filled attics of all the synaptic networks, I'll find some place that says hummus. I won't. Okay? In fact, what the current science is saying, that before I asked her the question, that memory was not in her brain. But as soon as I asked her the question, then suddenly there was a little synaptic firing in her brain which said hummus, salad, etc., etc.